Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The world is seeing a trend of more extreme weather events in new places this year that have previously been spared from direct impacts of climate change. For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Michael Beck, professor at UC Santa Cruz. Thank you for taking the time.
Great. Thank you, Liz.
What makes this year's extreme weather different from previous years?
Well, we're seeing more storms and more costly storms, in particular flooding, but also, as we've seen, fires as well. And they're happening more than just in tropical areas where we're used to seeing some of those storms and heavy rains, but we're seeing them here in the U.S. and across Europe as well.
So is this just going to continue on some sort of upward trend?
Yeah, well, there are essentially three major factors that contribute to risk. That's increasing hazards, so that's the storms that we're seeing. It's risky development, that is, more and more people are moving, for example, into floodplains. And it's also loss of our habitats, like wetlands and reefs, which provide a first line of defense in protecting us from these events.
You know, are we going to just have to keep moving inward from the coastline? I heard that the Navy keeps a very close tabs on what's happening with ocean rise.
Yes, of course, our military installations are very important, and some of the first harbingers are those naval bases, very coastally located, and where we've got to pay particular attention to those risks. Part of the reason why the Department of Defense is looking into new reef fence programs, which are rebuilding coral reefs to help potentially reduce risks to our military personnel.
So you and your colleagues, how do you study the effects of climate change and weather? What exactly are you looking at?
Well, we use some of the same tools as engineers and insurers to be able to assess flood risk. So we're looking to try to understand how big are those flood envelopes along rivers and particularly along the coast, how many people are at risk, and what are the kind of cost-effective strategies for reducing the risks to those people.
You know, we saw some floods in parts of Europe that have never seen those floods before, and then all of a sudden they have full train stations underwater. So what are we going to do there?
Yeah, well, that was pretty crazy. And those are areas that I've lived in and worked at the UN around Cologne, Germany and the like. So I'm actually very familiar with those areas, and I was very surprised to see how badly those towns got flooded. And again, this has a lot to do with that increasing rainfall. As we warm up the atmosphere, we've got more water in there, and we are going to have to be much more careful about where we build and live, and better at predicting where we're going to have those floods, because this is somewhat avoidable. We've got to work on reducing climate change, but we can also make decisions right now about where we develop and how we protect habitats to help reduce those risks.
All right. We're just about out of time. In a word or two, our government's working on doing just that.
I'd have to say slowly at best, because really what we're seeing is more people at greater risk than ever before. So we're going to actually have to speed up the pace at which we reduce those risks and help improve habitats so they can help save us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.